Okay, the County National Bank show is finally back where they belong here. Bill Joris, Melissa Strady.
We agree. It's good to be back in the
welcome back
County National Bank studio. It's been a while. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking back about a year ago at this time, how different things are now versus then, and what we've been through, and it's been quite a year.
It has, yes. I was just talking to my daughter last night about spring break. We're going away for spring break, and I said, are you getting excited? And she said, nope, I'm not getting excited until the day we leave, because last year it was 2 days before that our trip was canceled. So,
where are you going to go?
We are going to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. So. Far, far away.
Be careful out there.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we're back.
Those bandits.
Well, you never know. I've never been to the Dominican, but should be interesting. I just got back from Florida, and that was interesting. Things are far different down there. And it's nice to feel some warm weather and enjoy some sunshine. I brought some good weather back.
I was just gonna say.
So hopefully spring is here and no more snow, and keeping fingers crossed. So I know some people.
It's March 9th. You think spring's here?
No. Another 6 weeks from now, we may be able to declare it. But
into May.
I know there are some golfers out there. Some of the courses have opened up, I heard. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. We'll see. We're keeping our fingers crossed. So, but yeah.
I was offered an opportunity to drive the beer cart today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I'd take that up.
Calderon.
And go get some sunshine.
There you go.
And you'd see a lot of guys, you know. And yeah, I know that's one of the courses that are open.
They wouldn't let me play, but they'd let me drive the
I've never seen you play golf. Do you even play golf?
No, I retired.
You retired. Last time I saw you, you were riding around the cart and doing interviews. And so that's not a bad gig either.
No.
It's a game of frustration, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So,
definitely looking forward to the different golf outings starting up for this year again.
Yes, that was one thing that went by the wayside for most of them last year. Went to a few of them and well attended, and golf was fortunately one of the things that I think was more popular last year than ever.
And oh yeah,
I know the golf course owners, their customers, had a lot of rounds. Clubhouse didn't do so well, but certainly a lot of golfers. And
that should come back pretty big this year.
I would think so. You know, there's a lot of money out there. I've been reading about, the national savings rate was 26%.
Wow.
And we haven't seen anything that high since 1940. And there's a lot of money ready to be unleashed when the economy fully opens back up. We're seeing a lot of home appreciation around here. I know inventory is extremely scarce. I was talking to the husband of a realtor not so long ago. She said she had 30 showings on a house.
And, wow.
I know that homes went up approximately 25% in value last year. The average sales price in Jackson County in 2020 was $185,000.
Wow.
That's amazing, and that will probably go up this year. So if you're a seller, you're loving it. If you're a buyer, you're probably going to have some price competition and multiple offers, and get pre-approved, come to the bank, make sure you know what your limits are, and that you can execute once you do get a signed bottom line agreement. But it should be a very interesting real estate market here in Jackson County this year.
And rates are still low for refinancing your mortgage as well. I know we've seen our pipeline still continue to be very robust. There's a lot of a lot of home equity loans being kind of meshed in and refinanced. I know a couple of years ago we had a pretty big boom with home equity loans and people doing repairs to their house and adding on garages and things like that. So I know that we're seeing some consolidation, and really it's a good way to go to not only lower your monthly payment, but to get some of that principal knocked down as well.
Don't you almost have to do that? I mean, there's such a limited supply out there right now. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to really overpay.
Right.
Yeah, it you know, like I said, you're gonna probably get in some price competition, but if you have a house to sell, you're gonna make it up on your sale when you go to buy. And so, but yeah, Melissa's right. A lot of consolidations of a first and a second. Mm-hmm. Mortgage rates have creeped up a little bit in recent weeks as we see the economy improve. The bond yields continue to increase, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, because that means the economy is doing well. There is some inflation out there. I talk to a lot of customers that have a hard time getting inventory, from furniture to
pools
used cars, any toys. So there is a supply chain issue. The cost to build a house has certainly increased, but that should come down as things open back up and normalize. Mm-hmm. And so, contrasting the economy from last year when we were sitting here to this year is quite different. Mm-hmm. But a lot of money on the sidelines. You're seeing it at the grocery store, price increases, and certainly at the gas pump. And so should be a very, very interesting year. But yes, get pre-approved if you are looking to buy a home or construct a home. Come on in, and the consultation's always free. We can pull your credit report and check everything out, do a debt to income calculation, and see what you can go up to, because that will be vital for buyers this year.
Absolutely. And County National Bank is still processing PPP loans. I know that there's a pretty common theme that's happening, at least to what I'm seeing, where there are some business owners who didn't take the first round of PPP funding. You know, at the time they were doing okay. They thought they could do without it. There was still a lot of unknowns of how PPP was really going to play out and how the forgiveness part was going to work. Well, now that they've seen how this is working, maybe with some of their competitors or for their friends that are also business owners, now they're coming to the bank and saying, you know what, I didn't get round one. Do I qualify for round two? And so far, I have seen everybody qualify for round two.
So have I. There were some disqualifications that they actually took away in the last few weeks, and mm-hmm. you're correct. Most everyone who's called for the second round that didn't get the first round was referred by someone who mm-hmm. Did get the first round and did get their loans forgiven. And so, yeah, it's worked very well for us. And it's helped a lot of local businesses weather the storm. And mm-hmm. We're very proud of our responsiveness. And we got to give credit to not only local CPAs have embraced that and sent a lot of customers our way, but our staff that's dedicated to PPP. We get lists every morning of new approvals and new forgiveness, and we're actively contacting first-round recipients to apply for forgiveness to make sure that those loans are forgiven. Mm-hmm. So it's helped us in many ways, and you know, we butter our bread here in Jackson County, and we live and die by our small businesses here in town, and we knew how important that was. So kudos all around for everybody at the bank for you know, really taking this on and doing a lot of extra work.
Yeah, yeah. And really, I mean, that plays into the whole piece of County National being or at least taking a holistic approach when it comes to business loans, business accounts, and PPP funding. I mean, that's the perk of being a local community bank, is that we're able to not only know the businesses, know the owners, know how it's operating, but also provide advice on, you know, okay, is it better to do round two of PPP? Do we need to look at refinancing some of the debt to get cash flow back in line? How are your deposit accounts working? Are there other options with those that could be helpful and save you money? So I think when it comes to small business banking, it's definitely we're looking out for our businesses.
And that, you know, we are a small business operating in Jackson, and so, you know, we can empathize with a lot of the businesses. And it's been a challenging year for the bank, but we're very proud of the performance. And speaking of that, community banks, we're celebrating our birthday coming up, I understand.
No, we are.
Another anniversary, our 87th, I believe. Mm-hmm. The bank was actually formed in Jonesville. 50 investors put together some money back then. It was coming out of the Depression, and you know, a lot of banks failed through the Depression, and you know, they started the bank. And I don't think those 50 individuals would ever fathom that it would be a $1 billion bank someday. Mm-hmm. But here we are. And so,
well, the key is $1 billion bank while still sticking to our morals and our, you know, complete concept when they first started it.
Yes, you see a lot of banks grow, and you know, for several years there were people that had said, hey, you're growing so fast, you're just going to sell out to a larger institution. Mm-hmm. And we'll lose our community bank like a lot of other banks had done. But to my knowledge, our board is still intent on staying community bank and staying focused on the communities we serve and continue to make the investments and support our growth in Jackson County and the bank. And so they go hand in hand. What's good for Jackson's good for the bank. And you know, we're very proud of being able to keep that original small bank flavor while growing and offering more services. I know technology is a constant challenge for a bank our size. The big boys have you know, a lot of money to invest in technology. We've kept pace. And we're still have that service level mm-hmm. that our customers expect.
Yep, absolutely. And I am told, because it is a birthday, we are having birthday parties for County National Bank in all of our branches. So if you're out and about on the 19th, stop into one of our retail locations, and I'm told there's going to be cookies and cupcakes, and the branches kind of were able to come up with their own ideas to celebrate County National Bank's birthday. So stop in and get a treat and help us wish County National happy birthday.
Yeah, that's a good milestone to celebrate. Looking forward to our 100th year, and
oh,
hopefully
yeah.
we'll still be here, and that'll definitely be a big one. But yes, all the branches are open. Mm-hmm. If you need to come in, you know, come on in, see us, and sit down. We enjoy the face-to-face. We've missed that for quite some time. I've caught up on a lot of lunches lately with customers yeah. that I haven't seen, and look forward to reuniting with a lot of them this spring and summer.
Yeah, and a lot of the different events, too, that County National Bank sponsors, Art Beer Wine, we're a larger sponsor for the Gus Macker Tournament downtown, plus different golf outings and the Wine and Whiskers with Cascades. So a lot of those things are still happening, but they're doing it in kind of a quasi virtual / in-person approach. And just talked last week with one of the directors for the Art Beer Wine Festival, and it is still going on. That's going to be Saturday, August 7th. And Ella Sharp has expanded its footprint for Art Beer Wine. So there's going to be more spacing. They're doing things a little bit differently when it comes to tickets. they're going to have a certain number of tickets. That number is still kind of out there pending, maybe some different executive orders from our governor. But that number is out there, and they're going to have more of a timing piece. So the festival lasts from 1 to 7, and they're going to have a certain amount of tickets that come in during certain time frames to kind of limit the overcrowding aspect of it.
So. Yeah, it's a couple months later this year, and hopefully we're beyond a lot of that. Come August, it's certainly one of our bigger events, if not the biggest event we sponsor, and it's certainly grown over the years. It's great for the museum, it's great for the bank, and the community. And so, put down on the calendar. What's the date again? August 7th,
Saturday, August 7th. And Ella Sharp does a great job of promoting all of their events through any social media avenue. So I highly recommend, if you haven't liked them on Facebook, to go on and do so and keep on top of when tickets will go on sale and really what the event is going to entail.
Should be a fantastic time for all.
Yeah.
So you have some product information I see you brought in.
I do. I wanted to talk a little bit. I love how some of our show topics start with just a conversation with a customer, and it kind of spurs ideas of maybe this is not something that's just specific to the one person that is asking the question. Maybe others have that same question as well. And I met with a company last week, new to County National Bank. They actually came to County National Bank because of our ability to help them with the PPP funding very quickly, and really our reputation in the community. And when we're sitting down talking about, okay, how do you want your business banking to look, especially on the deposit side, which is what I deal with on a daily basis. And one of the questions that they asked me was, we need to have some sort of a corporate card for our employees. We have drivers that are out in the field that need to be able to get gas if they need to go out and purchase supplies. And what is the best option? And so really, County National Bank has two. And it's all a preference of the customer. So we do offer corporate debit cards. And how that works is the debit cards are automatically tied to a checking account. And each card has the individual's name on it plus the company name. And they can go through and use it just like a normal personal debit card. They can use it at the pump. They can use it online. They can use it at stores. And the office manager can typically monitor that spending through online banking. The difference with that, with debit cards, is that it's actually taking away from your immediate cash flow. So another option that we have are corporate credit cards for companies. And a corporate credit card, just like a normal credit card, you have a line of credit with a company called Elan. It is a Visa card. And the business essentially has this line of credit, and you can have, you know, multiple different cards for different users. And you can also set limits per card for each user. So they can go out and do the same thing, get gas, purchase supplies, things like that. And the office manager still has control over limitations and can see different transactions. But it's a line of credit so that you can better manage your cash flow as you're going. So it's two different preferences, but very important to know that we do have options available for either way of how you want that to operate. And our corporate cards are actually pretty awesome because we have multiple different options available with them, such as cash back. You guys have probably seen a lot of that advertised where you can get 1%, 2%, and 3% cash back depending on what you spend on the card. And then we also have rewards points. I know that County National Bank, I use this example often, we have corporate cards at the bank. And what our company does is we save those points and we use those for gift cards and different gift items at the end of the year. And those are what are given away or raffled off at our Christmas party. And so you have so many different ways that you can help manage your cash flow and help get the immediate availability into your employees' hands. So I highly recommend, if you are looking at either one of those options or if you want to talk more about that, to give me a call. I can give you more information on what would fit your company.
Yes, we actually we're told to use our corporate credit cards a little more, so
the
prizes could be bigger and better. And so, but yeah, you can absolutely police the transactions. And I know it in the past it used to be, oh, I'm going to give the employee this credit card. He's a little worried about how it was going to be used and how much was going to be charged. But you can see it right online and have all the benefits of the points and the rewards.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, just a great way to manage your cash flow and increase your cash flow with the cash back and points.
Yeah. And the employee card does not go on their personal credit. So that's another question I get asked a lot is this going to be on their personal credit report? And it's not. It's actually under the company umbrella.
So. Excellent. So if you're interested in that product, Melissa is always available.
Yep. Give me a call, 782-5540.
And you could always give me a call at 768-0056.